Imagine walking up to the pearly gates.
Wait, what are we wearing?
I don't know. You're walking.
Okay.
And then St. Peter, he stops you and he says, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't come in. It's that one thing keeping you out of here.
What?
And that's probably how the man in the Sunday's gospel felt.
In Mark's gospel, we hear the story about the rich man who asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life.
Among other things, Jesus tells him to sell all that he has, give to the poor, and follow him.
Back in those days, Jews believed that wealth was a sign of God's favor.
Perhaps Jesus said this not because wealth is a sin, but because it is so easy for those with wealth to rely on themselves rather than trust in God.
Either way, the man went away sad. The realization of how difficult it is to get into heaven even scared the apostles. But Jesus reassured them, saying that all things are possible for God.
Maybe there's some kind of sin in your life that you're holding on to that you think would be impossible to work through. Change is never easy, but with God's help, you can overcome those obstacles.
Your challenge this week is to consider what is the first step that you can take to follow God more closely.
And join us next time.
Bye.